Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah. Ooh. Say, breaking
up. Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. It's the end of the week and ready for the weekend. We've had an exciting week here. I hope that everyone had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you're going to have a better Saturday and Sunday, and then a better Monday. This evening, we have the Beast from the East coming on with us, Miss Ellen Laughlin, and she's going to be talking about health as well. But before we get going, I'd like to share this with you. You know, this lifetime will never come again. It is precious and irreplaceable to live without regret. It is crucial for us to have a concrete purpose and continually set goals and challenges for ourselves. It is equally important that we keep moving towards specific targets steadily and tenaciously, one step at a time. That's what it takes, because you only get this one opportunity here. And I'm going to dedicate this show to my buddy, my friend, my mate. We call each other husband and wife, Mr. Lee King of the King Brothers. And it is his birthday. I don't have a lot of blues here, but I'm going to get some more. I am a blues lover. So I'm just going to play this song by his relative, Albert, to tell him happy birthday, Lee. And then we're going to bring Ellen on.
You know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side, been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have.
You know, there's Albert, there's Freddie, there's B.D., and there's Lee. And when you see Lee performing, for all you blues lovers, he's playing B.D.'s Lucille. If you have never heard the King Brothers, get the music. Join them. They play the real blues. You know, some people just puck and plick and pluck and pat their feet. But the King Brothers, if you have not ever heard them, the next time you get an opportunity, listen to them. They're blues flunk. They've been playing music since they was two, sneaking in and out of clubs, and the connection there, all the last names are King. So that should let you know something. So, you know, I have Miss Ellen Laughlin on the line with us. This is the Beast from the East. And I say she's the Beast from the East, living in the West, making sure that we all look our best. My friend Ellen, thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us, and just tell us what you need to tell us. I am so glad that you took out time from your busy schedule to come and join us. You know, people, listeners, it always pays to be kind with a smile on your face, because when you make those kind of connections and you continue to reach out for people to let them know you're thinking of them, they let you know that they're thinking and supporting you. Welcome in, Ellen, the Beast from the East. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great, Miss Linda. How are you? Thank you.
You know I'm over here.
To be here.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I'm a little tired, but that's, you know, what a hard-working woman has to deal with at this time in the evening.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know.
Well,
they keep you busy.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm sure you're just waiting to hear what I have to say this evening.
Yes, I am.
Well, health is wealth because, let's see, health is wealth. Because you don't have to be wealthy to be healthy. Does that make
okay.
any sense?
Yes, it does. Makes
okay,
a lot of sense.
So good, good. Something that we've learned, one of the positive things we've learned in this last year, is that you don't have to go to a gym to work out, right?
That's
you can
right.
go in your garage. You can go on your stairway. You can go in your living room. You can go to the park, you can go to the beach, you know, there's a lot of places that you can go that you don't have to pay for, which is pretty bad for the gym industry because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are realizing they don't need it. But then again, there are a lot of people that miss being in the gym with that energy and, you know, everybody else around them. But what I am here to say is, tomorrow is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to call that Get Started Saturday, okay?
Okay.
All you have, All you have to do is get started. You don't even have to have a plan. Here's your plan. Just get outside and walk.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just enjoy the air. Check out the scenery. Go to the beach or just go around your block. Just start walking. Do something that we haven't done in a while, whether it be because of what's been going on over the past year or just maybe you never did. You know, but it's just a time. I saw something on the television about people who work from home. You know, they don't have to go out for anything. They order their things in to be delivered, and they don't have to go out. But what they started doing is going on a fake trip to work.
Mm.
In other words, they just get in their car, go for a ride, and then go back home. And go to work. Sometimes they go get coffee or just go for a ride. And that just gives their brain and their body just a little movement and a little change. You know, they get to breathe different air, see different things. And just that alone puts you in a little bit of a different perspective of, in life. You know what I mean? It gives you a little more energy. How do you feel after you get out and do a little exercise?
Well, Ellen, and I'm so glad that you asked me that question because I have to admit to you over here, you know, I bought several pairs of tennis shoes, you know, different things and workout clothes. And do you know that these tennis shoes are still sitting over here with the tag on them?
Mm.
But I had made up my mind that in the a.m., no matter what, I will be up, and if I can only get a half a block, I'm going to do that half a block. My friend told me to walk real fast because that way you'll feel like you've done the entire block. But you're absolutely right.
Right.
When you get out, I don't go out a lot. But when I do go out just to run errands or do things that I have to do, I enjoy
mm-hmm.
just having that sun beat down on me.
Right.
You know, looking at the leaves, looking at the trees. It's a totally different connection. Or listening to the birds. And just if I'm out for an hour or two, just to do that, I feel much better. You know, it's like I'm energized, even though I'm not what you call a workout when I would go to the gym, you know, free weight room.
Right.
Of course, I'm a walker. I like to walk an indoor track. So that was
my
pleasure, and I'm just using that excuse. I miss my track, and I don't want to walk on anything but my track. But no. I will hit the pavement.
No. That's an excuse.
As I know, it's just a cop-out. So I'm so glad
right.
that was the best thing that you said, even if you just get out and walk. And I know that you have a lot of clients for, you know, for different reasons. You've been doing this a long time, and you do your workout, the garage, their home, your home, parks. You're just out there for it. But what I wanted to ask before you carry on with not being wealthy to be healthy, and health is wealth. But
mm-hmm.
when we're going through this stressful time, you know, we all have some level of stress, whether we want to admit to it or not. Some of us are stronger than others. What part of the body, what is the main part that a person should do just to get that balance there? You know, I hear the words about the core, and Stephanie comes on, and she's on her series. She's talking to us about all the different chakras, and we're just going up the line. So that is all connected in there, and it's all an interconnection. But as you being a fitness body sculpture, I say I'm
mm-hmm.
going to call you a sculpture, what, say, what is an area? You know, so most of us are thick in the stomach. Well, we know that, you know, that has a lot to do with you know,
eating.
We need to get a nice cleansing. That's
right.
a lot of fat and flab that really shouldn't be there. We change our eating habits. I bought a blender. I bought a juicer.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting really healthy.
We'll have to share some recipes.
Oh, definitely. So I blend my, you know, I love strawberries and raspberries and throw a little yogurt in there in the morning and some coconut.
Yeah.
You know, just,
yep.
and it makes
berries
me
are the
feel
best.
Like, yes, I'm really, really taking care of myself. But when it comes down to stretching, some persons I have, like physical therapy people, they say don't stretch in the morning when you get up. Just move around a little bit and stretch. What would you say on that? I like to stretch out of the bed like a cat. I've always done that.
Well, there's different types of stretching. There's like stretching, right, when you wake up in the morning. But then there's stretching, like workout stretching, like yoga stretching, like, you know, like stretching, right?
Yes.
So when you wake up and you want to stretch and, you know, get out those morning sounds, you know, and that's okay. That you can do. But they don't mean, like, to go right into a pigeon stretch, for those of you who know what a pigeon stretch is, or for any type of athletic stretch. Now, they say that because your muscles are not warmed up. They might call it like a cold muscle, but it's not a warmed up muscle. When a warm up means, you know, a little bit of maybe, you know what a like a modified jumping jack is. Or just march in place, take a break, do a couple of, you know, a little baby squat. Touch your toes, get the blood flowing, and that'll get the muscles warmer and, you know, sort of get it going. You want to do that for, I'd say, a good 10 minutes, you know what I mean, before you, you know, once you feel your heart rate pumping up a little bit higher, you're not really breaking a sweat, but you feel like you're a little bit warmer than when you started, you know what I mean?
Right.
Your muscles are warmer. So the benefit of that is you're not going to hurt yourself. You're going to prevent injury, because sometimes if you stretch too much on a muscle that's not warmed up, you could pull it. Okay, number two, when your muscles are already warmed up, you'll get an even better stretch. The warmer you are, the better your stretch.
Okay.
So I like, that's, you know, because did you ever hear of, like, hot yoga?
Yes.
Yeah, they keep the temperature over 110 degrees.
Yeah, they would be calling 911 for me. I know about it.
Yeah, that's a little too much. That's a little too much.
What is it?
Linda,
it's
when
a
I
name.
Was,
it's a name. What is it? I can't. It's on my
Bikram,
tongue.
Bikram. Bikram
yes.
yoga.
Yes.
Yes. So when I... First day, I took it when I was getting ready for my competition, because you lean out. You can, you know, suck that water right out of you in 1 hour, 1.5 hours. I can't even remember. But you could lose, I mean, people lose, you could lose a good 3 pounds of water weight.
Okay.
In that one session. The first time I took it, I mean, I did it. I was like, all day I was thinking about it, and I wanted to drink enough water, but I wasn't drinking enough water, and I was like psyching myself out. I'm like, oh, it's going to be messed up. I'm not going to have a good class because of the water. Well, lo and behold, it happened, and not because I was psyching myself out, because science. I didn't drink enough water, and I was sweating out too much, you know? So I wasn't able to do it, and they say, oh, you know, like if you're freaking out or whatever, just lay there and breathe. I'm like, dude, it's like 117 degrees here with humidity. I felt like a piece of bacon on a frying pan, okay? So that was not me. Then I was like, I'm not going to leave this mat, but I started pacing back and forth, and I felt like a tiger in a cage.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God. And then, you know, and it's a lot of, like, mind over matter, you know, a lot of my body was on fire.
Okay.
But I was just like, just, you could do this. Just calm down. And you know what? I think I might have left a little bit early, but, whew, girl, I was fighting to stay. You know, but anyway, where was I? Okay.
No,
so you don't have
you're
to go to that street.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking about the stretching, right? So you don't have to go stream in the beginning unless you want, you know, when you're there, you'll know. But
well, let me ask you for walking. Not so what they say. I rise in the morning and I get all ready. What should I do to just go that half a block?
So here's the thing: that to intensify your walking without really doing much, is some people, you know, have two different ideas about walking. When some people say walking, they're just going to go, and don't mind my sound effects because you can't see what I'm doing, so I'm using sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say they're going walking, and what they mean is, la, 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 I'm going walking, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm going walking, I'm a soldier. My chest is out. My back is up. I suck in my tummy. I kind of tighten my muscles. I tighten my butt. I tighten my glutes. And then I begin to walk. And I don't necessarily march, but I just make sure my posture is good. Like I said, chest out, shoulders back. And you sort of want to, like, you don't want to stick your booty out. We ain't going out looking for something. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Right there. So you want to, people don't know how do you squeeze your butt, right? So, I sort of say you give it a little bit of an Urkel. You know Urkel?
Yes.
All right. So you know Urkel? He kind of like tuck your pelvis under. So by tucking your pelvis under and sucking your belly button in through your spine and kind of holding that sort of like is the neutral area for your spine. You don't want to stick your booty way out. You don't want to tuck your booty way under. You sort of want to have like a neutral spine, engage your core. And that helps. That's when you're engaging your core. You're using your God-given girdle, you know, your spank. Everybody's like,
okay.
I need a spank. I need a waist trimmer. I need this. You have that. You have to utilize it. You know what I mean? It's like you were given everything you need, everything that we go out to buy to look, make it look tighter or push it up or squeeze it here and tuck it there. You know what I mean?
Sculpture it all in so you can, so it can lay right in that dress, and hopefully don't take it off until you get back home, because if you have to peel out all, it might be a few surprises.
Exactly, you never know. So why rely on something you know, made out of plastic or material when you could just, like I always say, do it right and make it tight. And,
you know, I always like your saying, do it right and make it tight.
Right.
Well, you know, when you say tuck in that core, and I think I mentioned this to you before, when I modeled with a group and it was all hand crochet. But, you know, we weren't thin, skinny models. We were built.
Built
women, you know, butts and hips. And boots, and but when you are walking in crochet, you have to keep your entire body in contraction. Otherwise, it will cheapen the look. You can't be loose in it. So when I did my first audition, I was always a dancer. So of course, a dancer, you're gonna hear music, right? So the music started playing, Ellen, and here I go. I don't know these people. I'm up there. I'm walking across the stage. But I'm moving with the music. So I'm, you know, loose. But just, you know, not doing a routine, but I'm into the music. My steps are into the music, blah, blah, blah. So I hear this sound coming from the audience. I don't like no dancing. And I'm a performer, so I just waited until the music stopped, and then I stopped, okay? So then I went to her, and she said, she told her niece, she said, show her how to walk. Show her how to walk in this crochet. And so the niece, what she told me, she said, go home, and you have to have your entire body in contraction. And how do you do that? You hold the quarter in your butt.
Yep.
She said, hold the quarter.
Thing.
And that was, that one little thing was the one that train that body to get out there and flow and have a flowful movement. Now, we were contracted to this, but after you do it over and over and over, it becomes natural, you know.
Exactly.
But you are contracted to the bone, and you are looking
right.
very, very relaxed because you're out there moving that garment. But when you say tuck it under, I just went back to that hole, that quarter. So when... when I step out there, I guess I'll be holding the quarter, and try to get.
I haven't. Go ahead.
No, you haven't. Did what, Ellen?
Oh, I haven't had to make anybody do that literally yet, but I have had a hard time with a couple of people.
No, you don't physically hold the quarter. You just think you're holding.
Oh, no, I know, but I guarantee. I guarantee you, someday I'll be like, okay, listen, girl or boy, you're going to be putting a quarter right between those cheeks, and I'll do it.
Yep, hold that quarter. And what I did, I've always been a determined individual, so I came home, and I got my niece's dress, and she was two sizes smaller than I was, right? And she put a long mirror down, and I squeezed in that dress, and I walked all night long. I walked, and I turned, and I walked, and I turned. So the next night I saw her. We was having a rehearsal, so I knew I had my stuff together. I said, have a seat. And I told the guy to put on the music. And I walked, and I walked. I had it down. I was ready. You know how you all confident and everything, because I had been up all night working on it. And I didn't like her hollering at me. I didn't really know her, but, you know, no. But I,
you know what,
you know,
though? Also, wait, let me interrupt you one second. That walk makes you, even though you might have been confident before that walk,
yes.
when you have the correct posture, it is portrayed out there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
People see you coming, and they're like, damn, who is this? You know, look at her. You know, like the...
with the boobs.
Right, exactly, me too. You know, like the rooster.
Move through the door with the boobs. That means
you're
back and boobs out. Hello.
That's what they're like, headlights. That's why they're called headlights.
That's true. But it was such a pleasure. I was with that group for over, 10 years? But I never forgot that initial. And, you know, it was like, it was so funny because when I showed her that I had got that walk down, I thought she was going to say, oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. You know what she said?
What?
Now, don't that feel better? I said, sure does. Okay. She wasn't ready.
It
looked
better, yeah.
Yeah. Don't that feel better? And from that on, we carried 10 years of putting on that crochet, hitting that stage, and not really thinking about it. But when you said contract and tuck the pelvis under, I went dead to the quarter. So I'm going to give you a tool to use. You want me to send a package of quarters over there?
I need them. So getting back to the walking, a couple of things that will intensify and give you a quicker result, even if you're only going that block, or I encourage you to go to a little bit more than half a block. But that's okay if you can if that's all you can do, then that's all you can do. But if you think you can do more, you know. Like the walking, and this goes for, like, correct posture, even if you're just standing, you know, chest out, shoulders back. Like, make believe you're trying to squeeze a finger in between those shoulder blades. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
have somebody put their finger in between your shoulder blades and then try to squeeze it. And then that'll chest out, shoulders back, suck the tummy in, tuck the pelvis, squeeze the glutes, and you're off. And that'll actually make you walk a little bit faster, you know what I mean? Because when you're squeezing your glutes and when you're doing correct posture, you're actually utilizing more muscles than when you're in incorrect posture. And utilizing more muscles will give you more energy, more speed, and speed bar. I can't think of the word. But it will give you more, Okay. It'll just give you more of everything. It'll, and you'll actually, by utilizing more muscles, just by correct posture, just by squeezing those or tightening those muscles, you will actually be burning a little bit more fat than if you weren't, a little bit more calories than if you weren't.
Okay.
You know, so all you got to do is squeeze.
Squeeze. I'm going to get my packets of quarters and put them in my pocket and get started out there. But let me ask you, I know you do private sessions. Are you doing group sessions at this time? Or is it anything that's coming up that a person should know about, Ellen, so that they can connect with you?
They could always follow me on my Instagram at the Beast from the East, or
okay,
under Ellen, and I don't know if you could post this up, Ellen Loughlin, LOUGHLIN, on Facebook. That's where I post most of my things. I am doing private sessions. I'm doing small group trainings, but like only by request.
Okay.
And what that also does, it's more cost effective. So if you train alone, if you can't train alone and you want to invite a friend, it'd be like half price. If you want to bring
you.
And tell another friend, and the price goes down by as many people as I have to train. You know, I try to cap it off by like five people, four people at the most.
Okay.
But it works out better for everybody. You know what I mean? Also, it works well for people who like to work out in a group, don't really like to work out by themselves. So it's, you know, it happens a lot quicker in groups. I love group training. I love training all kinds of groups.
I
no
know.
Groups. But yeah, it's you know, it works great for everybody. If
well,
they do
I'm
it
thinking
in a, well,
of
I'm
a group
teaching.
Of three. I'm thinking of
yeah,
a group of three.
Three.
I need to check. So we need to, now we have to come to your location, or will you come to our location? Is that in
no,
the plan?
I will go to anybody's location, but I'm not really training indoors. So if
okay.
there's, you know, a park nearby or a backyard or a front
mm-hmm.
yard, or we don't even, like, really need a park, you know, I mean, all I need to know is where you are, and then I could figure it out. You know
I
what
got
I mean?
You. I got you.
And it, yeah, I would train somebody in a garage. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay.
Or just, yeah, could meet somewhere, anywhere. I'm mobile. I go where you need me to.
Well, I know, like I said, you're in the West, but you make sure that we live. We all are going to look our best, and I know that you've been in many, many competitions, so you know how to, like, slim it down. When when I have to do plays, which they're not happening right now, but, you know, I always have a trainer, and I get with someone because they tone that up, you know, but I'll never forget the gentleman that I work with. Shoot, he was horrible, but he would get to the spot, so the last day, I could eat a steak, okay? I was so happy. And he would have me eat before every performance, I ate a sweet potato. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A big
mm-hmm.
sweet potato. And I could never figure it out, but everything was in order. And, you know, when you open up that arm out there, you knew that everything was together. So I know that you would have a hard time with me. I've been trying to get to you forever, you know, since the COVID is out. I've been keeping that social distance.
I know.
But I'm getting a little bit braver now, and I was not able to get over to the parks, but if I know that you'll come to the location, I'm going to do some recruiting around and see, because I see people going out, you know, for their walks and stuff, and I know that I know of two individuals now that would be fun. So if it's just the three of us, we have time to keep that distance, you know, and make sure that
right.
it is in a outdoor area, that's no problem with that. But let me check on that and get a date and find out, you know, work it in your schedule, and we can get it going on, because I'm going to, and listen to me, I want everybody to hear it. I'm a woman of my word. I will be out on that cement tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
No matter what, I will be on that cement tomorrow. I'm looking at these tennis shoes. I'm saying, well, which pair will I put? You know, because you have to get the proper walking shoe. And since you haven't walked, you have to try several to see what's going to work for you. When I'm on the track on the inside, I know, but cement and that track is two totally different things. And I used to like to walk in the park, but then the park would get so crazy, I didn't feel comfortable there anymore.
Well, let me tell you, there's a beautiful park, and I think, I don't know if it was the Dodgers or some L.A. baseball sports team, what was it? I don't know. They paid for it to be redone. Did you ever hear of Darby Park in Inglewood?
I know where Darby Park is.
Oh my God, the track is like walking on marshmallows.
I know where Darby Park is, but
My God.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
know
beautiful
exactly
view.
Where Darby Park is.
Yeah, maybe one day we can meet there or wherever you want me to go, but that is a beautiful, the best track I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that'll be an incentive for us to get going. Well, I'm looking here, Ellen Laughlin, the Beast from the East. I want to say, I know the listeners are getting a kick out of this with us holding these quarters. I'll send you a pack over there for
okay,
your clients so
waiting.
You can remind them. But we appreciate you coming on this evening out of your busy schedule. You're tired. You're working out. I'm going to wrap it up. I'd like to say, what would you like to tell the listeners? So one thing to keep it on their mind. To get them so that they can get up, get it right, and keep it tight.
Well, just to start, just get out there and start doing something. Just like you said, a half a block, just do more than you've been doing. And that's a start.
Okay.
And also, don't forget you have muscles. Just use them, like you said, by tightening them, releasing, tightening, release. That's a contraction. That's an exercise. It will get you stronger and burn a little. Just start moving, okay? Just five sets, five reps, 10 reps, start somewhere. That's all. For those of us who are working from home, for those of us who have a lot more time on our hands, there's no reason to not get out there and just enjoy nature and make yourself better.
You have to. You have to do something. Just sitting around. I'm just so ecstatic to have you come on. I said the Beast of the East. She said she had time. Now, Kamisha, calling in from Las Vegas, will be with us on Mindful Monday. So I don't know what your schedule is like on Monday, but if she comes on, if you have time, chime in. We do it short and sweet on Monday, so it won't be too long.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you information.
Yeah. Okay, good, yeah. If you remember,
and you come in
do.
And say hello, I'll make it a surprise for her. But
awesome.
I did speak with her because she was checking on the Texans. I said everybody's resilient down there. They're moving
goodness.
Through. They're fine. They're not used to that ice. They don't know what a snow tide looks like. They don't even know how to put on a chain. And so it's warming up. I looked at the weather. It's about 32. Tonight they have another freeze coming in, but everybody is fine.
Yeah.
And I said they were moving around nomads from house to house. When the power go out here, they pull up and go over there.
Go
so
on to the next one. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Homes to the house, everyone. But it's been an ordeal.
Good.
It's been an ordeal.
Yeah,
so I've been working the command post from here, checking in. I get a report 3 times a day. And I'll call them in the morning. I tell them what the weather is. How do you know that? I say, because I'm keeping track. Don't let me have to slide down there on the inner tube on those icy roads, okay, from L.A. But I know that it's totally different, but they're resilient, and it was
good.
A different type of thing. So on that note, Ms. McLaughlin, I am going to say to you, what did you say? Get it right and keep it tight.
No. Do it right and keep it tight.
Let me write this down. Do it right and keep it.
No, make
tight.
It tight. First, you got to make it tight. First, make it tight.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about keeping it tight.
Yeah. Do it right and make it tight.
Right.
And hold that quarter. So I will be holding the quarter of the 50 cents of the dime in the morning. before it gets too busy out there. And if I, yeah, you know, I like to get carried away. Sometimes you get to walking and it feel real good. I walked to, I think I had to go to the post office one day, and I turned that corner of my leg, said, "Excuse me, what is this? And where do you think you're going?" I told my neighbor, "Stay close to your phone. You might have to come pick me up from under this oak tree out here." Okay?
Wait.
But I made
one more thing.
Made it.
I'm glad you made it.
I made
no
it
more.
Too.
No more quick turns.
No.
When we get to be a certain, no more.
That's it.
You gotta.
That's it.
You can make a quick turn, but it's got to be a wide turn. You know more. We can't turn on a dime no more, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Ellen, the beast from the east, we love you. And we're going to say goodnight to you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Love you. You're
family,
welcome.
Hello. Get you some rest. And here we go again. Do it right and make it tight. I'm going to post
there
it out there.
Go.
Love
all
you.
Righty.
Thank you.
Love
thank
you.
You.
Good
and
night.
Enjoy your weekend.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. When you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free.
Enjoy.
Oh, it took a long time.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.